Saturday, April 7th, the president had me in first thing this morning before he met with Bob Finch to discuss what he should cover with Bob, and also to say that Julie was concerned about the whole problem with Secret Service in their house and where they live and all as it relates to David's congressional plans. David called me a little later to say that a congressman had told him at a party that Goodling was going to the White House to give them some good news, and David wants to be sure when Goodling tries to reach the White House staff that we be ready to hear from him, and that if he wants an appointment with the president, we should do it. He says the state chairman and others in Pennsylvania are concerned about David's house in Maryland, same problem Julie had raised, and I told him he shouldn't worry about that, and that they should just tough that one through. After the Finch meeting, President had me in, said Finch is going to go for the Senate, and that we should cooperate with him on it. He wants me to talk to Bush and tell him not to get into California with the president, but the president has seen Finch, thinks he'll go for the Senate, and the Bush should talk to Finch and work out the best strategy because we have to cut a deal with Reagan and so on. The president would prefer not to talk to Bush about this because that raises the problem with Reagan, and the president can't talk to Reagan regarding 76. No, this is really the opportunity for Bush to make the great play. Also, he should get into Illinois, force Rumsfeld to make up his mind now, and if not, go with Anderson. And then Bush should talk to them and work this out. The president apparently agreed with Bowie Kuhn at the baseball game last night that he would serve as one of the honorary chairmen of some Olympic memorial in Israel that Kuhn is raising funds for. Got back into the Watergate discussion, of course, as we do all the time. Wanted me to make the point in my statement that I request the committee, in the interest of fairness, to investigate the activities of the other side that I enumerate and determine the responsibility, therefore, with the same diligence as they're covering the Watergate. Kissinger came bouncing in today to report that the president keeps telling him that he's under great pressure to dump me and that it's his feeling that he should do so, but he wants Henry's view on it, that this is especially coming from Connally. And he asks Kissinger what he thinks. Kissinger says he thinks this is the worst possible choice of alternatives, that this would accomplish nothing and create monumental problems, and that there's no way, if I'm found guilty, that the president can separate himself from this, and therefore that would be the strongest argument for his not dumping me, in Kissinger's view, and the next strongest being that he needs me and that it isn't worth paying that price. Henry claims he wants to be helpful in all this and is very concerned that the president's going to make the wrong move on it. I covered this with Ehrlichman, and he said he could explain that yesterday the president said that he thinks what Connally was suggesting to me when he was saying we couldn't say Mitchell was that I had to fall, and that's what he's basing it on. He hasn't talked to Connally. He's going on the basis of my report. Ehrlichman, too, told him that he thought that was ridiculous, and he says the president agreed that we can't survive Bob's falling, and we must all hang together. And he says in the car going to the ball game that the president got into his historical mood and said this is the day we all go down defending Haldeman. Dean called later today to say his lawyers have met with the U.S. attorneys again, that they're convinced that they only want to get the facts on the Watergate and that they do not expect to go beyond that. Dean believes this, says that Liddy has told them everything he knows. They don't believe Hunt and are going to push him harder. They want to meet with Dean tomorrow off the record with no action to discuss the problems of how he would testify at the grand jury, question of the Fifth Amendment, attorney-client relations and all. Dean feels we're at the moment of truth and that he should go and then we've got to decide it right away. He says the grand jury scope is not broad in what they're trying to cover. They want what happened pre-Watergate. They're not interested in post, which they think is a can of worms. They want Dean because of his knowledge and want to get those points laid out so that they can move on their investigation of others to nail someone on the pre-Watergate planning. Dean called again later today and felt it was imperative that he decide. Ehrlichman wanted him to wait till we got back on Monday. Dean called later yet and said that he wanted to meet with us tomorrow night when we get back. So he's obviously really uptight on it. I'm going to try to keep that in Ehrlichman's ballpark where it belongs. We keep going round and round on various approaches, and I think Ehrlichman still comes down on the side of my testifying. He had a long talk with Baker today, and Baker agrees that we should move to go up soon, that would work very much to our advantage. It would be the smartest move we could make at this point, that the committee would have to go along with it. So John's idea is to try that in his meeting with Baker and Irvin Monday evening. In any event, I think we've got to come to our final decisions on strategy on the plane tomorrow and just see what we can do from there. End of April 7th.